The Harpersville Hornets now going through their calisthenics while the officiating team looks on. And the Delhi Bulldogs now leaving the school and walking on the sidewalk that is surrounding the track, and they're going to be back here momentarily. You know, we made mention of the fact, Billy, that this was a contest where we have a couple of Division 8 games being played, this being one of them, Delhi against Harpersville, with the Hornets leading at the half, 20-8. The other contest is the Walton Warriors against the Deposit Hancock Eagles. And this has not been an up year for the Deposit Eagles. And Walton is leading at the half by a 38-0 score. So there are times when you count your blessings for the game we're broadcasting instead of the one that our good friend all of a sudden, I'm drawing a total blank. It's broadcast. Anyway, so be it. Now both teams back out on the field, and we're going to be ready to go momentarily. Ron Golly, that's who I was trying to think of. All I was thinking of is Amos Finch, and Amos was the owner of this station for many, many years. A good friend, a really great guy. And all of a sudden, all I could think of was Amos's name. I go, my golly, what's going on here? So we have another 12 minutes put up on the clock, and we're going to be ready to go here momentarily with the second half of this ball game. So we hope that all of the, we have had two players, one from each team, that had to be taken away in the emergency ambulance, which is here at this game. We certainly don't want to dwell upon their injuries, but we certainly do hope that they are minor in nature. This is the 14th annual Pumpkin Fest going on in Norwich last night and again today. They've had a creative carving contest. They've had a pumpkin bake-off. They've had the scariest, the funniest, the most decorative, the most colorful, the best overall. All kinds of scarecrows and pumpkins and jack-o'-lanterns all going on in downtown Norwich today. Hope you have had an opportunity to take it in if you want to. We also want to remind you that you can hear every WCDO football broadcast anytime you want to. All of our games are archived, so you can go to the WCDO website, click on the Sports On Demand tab, and go into the audio vault. All of our games are right there. You just select the game that you want, and you can listen. It's as easy as that. And that website, again, WCDOradio.com. Well, it is the meeting of the co-captains, and there are four of them out there for Delhi. Number 88, Ted DeDominicus. Number 86, Austin Gullo. Number 11, Ben Dennison. And number 22, Brandon Simons. They are meeting with four members of the Harpersville Hornets. And trust me, I can't see any of those numbers through there, so I'm not even going to try to. It will be Delhi. They are going to be receiving the football, and we're just about ready to go. Well, we will listen carefully, folks, to see if his teeth really do chatter. To carry you through quarter number three, here is my partner in crime, Mr. Billy Blake.
Thank you, Harry. Appreciate it. And as we get ready for the third quarter, 22-8 lead for the Harpersville Hornets as they get ready to go on the road for the second half. And the Bulldogs on the other side, they are trying to get back into this on their home field. And they had their senior recognition ceremony before the game and homecoming weekend. So a big game for them. A nice turnout, not only by the Delhi fans, but for the Harpersville fans as well. A lot of fans lined up along the fence, both on the Delhi side and the Harpersville side as well. So Harpersville will kick off to start things off in this third quarter. Delhi will attack from right to left. They have three men back deep to return the kick. It's Brandon Simons, number 22. They also have number 88 back there. That's
One of the things that we made mention of last night were the people who were wearing the bright pink sneakers. We happen to have one of the team here. Austin Bedient is a 5'10", 210-pound freshman, and he's got the pink.
And we get things started in the second half. It's a return for De Dominicus. Noah De Dominicus with a good return. He's out to his own 37-yard line.
Oh, Noah manages to get upfield considerably as we get things ready to go. Period number three. And the Bulldogs will have it first and 10, trying to move out of their own territory.
Ben Edison makes his way back into the huddle. The senior is 5'10", 195. The Bulldogs were driving late in the first half, but the clock ran out. They were down inside the Harpersville 20. And luckily for the Hornets, time expired. First and 10 for the Bulldogs. They keep it on the ground right up the middle with Ryan Tellian. And the junior picks up three or four on that carry.
Tellian. So he will get across the 40 to about the 42-yard line. I never mean to point out people who may be sitting the bench, but I just made mention of the fact that Austin Bedient was in there with the bright orange sneakers. Well, he was on the special team on that kickoff, the kick return unit. He's now on the near sidelines.
Second down and 6 for the Bulldogs from their own 42-yard line. Two receivers to the right, two more to the left. Tellian all alone in the backfield. And they go to Tellian again, and Tellian could only get back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be third down and 6 for Delhi.
Yeah, he was hit by a whole raft of Harpersville Hornets. I guess you would call a raft of Hornets a swarm? Is that what you would call it? All led in there by Dylan McCaffrey. McCaffrey, 214 pounds, and he made short work of Ryan Tellian.
10:35 to go in counting third quarter. Bulldogs with a third down situation from their own 43-yard line. Dennison is in shotgun with Tellian and Ingram in the backfield. Receiver to the right, another to the left. Dennison rolling to his left, and the throw is complete to Brandon Simons. He makes the catch, and he crosses the 40-yard line, first down, Delhi.
Yeah, Simons manages to get about 20 on that one. As Dennison was off, he is now up to 37 yards fast. I don't want to say that he's only had one target, but Simons also up to 37 yards in receiving, so you can put two and two together yourself. First and 10 for the Bulldogs from the 41.
Ingram in the backfield. Three receivers for Dennison to work with. And they keep it on the ground with Ingram. He bounces out to the outside, and he's got some room running to his right. He's taken down inside the 35 at the 33, a gain of 7 or 8 for Ingram.
Yeah, Brendan Van Etten was the man who managed to come in and make the stop there, but Ingram picking up good yardage. He has carried the ball most today for the Bulldogs and obviously picked up the most yards. To about 48 yards now.
9:30 to go in this third quarter. Clock rolls along as Ben Dennison makes his way to the line of scrimmage. Simons sets up to the left.
Simons split actually way out to the left this time.
Dennison looking back to pass. Three-step drop. Quick pass intended for Simons, and he drops the ball.
Oh, not only did he drop the ball, but it went off his hands. And then there was this pesky little guy by the name of Devin Dean who blew in and dove for the ball, almost getting his hands on it. He would have loved to have had an interception right there. Coming back into the ball game, Ted D. Dominicus, as he shuttles in, and it is going to be Simons coming to the near sideline. They will not split that D. Dominicus way out. It's tight formation.
Third and short. Tellian goes in motion. They pitch it back to Tellian, and he loses yardage on the play. He's taken down at the 45-yard line.
Yeah, by Mason Dean. Mason just spread that play perfectly and blew through there. There will be a loss on that play.
So it's fourth and 8 or 9 for the Bulldogs at the Harpersville 40-yard line.
just when it was looking so promising for the Bulldogs, whoop, Simons coming back into the ball game, and DeDomenicus coming to the near sidelines. Van Dennison bringing the play in from Coach Kelly.
Shotgun for Van Dennison. He's got one receiver out to the right, two in the backfield. And the throw goes to Simons. He makes the catch. He's got the first down near the 20-yard line.
Oh, make it work again and again and again. That was going to be a pickup of 20-plus. Well, the announcer says 18, so we won't argue with that. 55 yards for Dennison in passing, 55 yards for Simons in receiving.
Ball actually spotted just outside of the 20 at the 21-yard line. Bulldogs trail 20-8.
Tight end formation this time.
Tellian in motion. They pitch it back to Tellian. He's running left. He's inside the 20. And he is taken down by two or three defenders at the 16-yard line.
Yeah, he was brought down hard in there by Brendan Van Etten. Again, we've mentioned Van Etten's name time and time again today as he has been in on tackles and really put the stuffing out a lot of Bulldogs. Well, we have ourselves an overcast day today. It started out sunny this morning, but it's clouding up tonight. This afternoon, so you can expect that it's not going to get quite as cold tonight as the clear skies let us drop to last night.
Second and six for the Bulldogs.
And Noah's playing way out to the right.
Play action. Dennison looking to the right. That throw is caught, and he's tackled at the 10-yard line, close to a first down. That was 86 Austin Gullo on the catch.
Austin Gullo, that time, saw it. Noah DeDomenicus go way in front of him, and then Gullo came in behind him, and the throw was right on where Dennison wanted it to be, and a good pickup. It is first and goal to go from inches inside the 10.
In the backfield is Ingram. They pitch it to Tellian. Tellian running left. And Tullian picks up a few yards. He's down at the 6 or 7 yard line as the Bulldogs getting closer to the end zone.
So now Ben Dennison comes over to talk to Coach Kelly as the officials mark that ball down at about the 6 as we gain about 4 more on that play.
Under 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Still searching for our first points in this second half. Long drive by Delhi to start things off in this third quarter, but they have themselves second and goal from the 6. Ingram in the backfield. And Ingram getting the ball. He's trying to run right up the middle, but not much there from that time. And now it is a critical third and goal play upcoming.
That one was a very interesting play because Noah DeDomenicus started moving from left to right, but only passed about 2 of his players. And then it was right up the middle for the ball carrier. He'll get down to the 5. But it's third and goal to go from there.
Kelly and Ingram in the backfield. Long count. They hand it off to Ingram, and Ingram is down inside the 2 or the 1. The official comes in. No touchdown is being ruled. It'll be fourth and goal from about the 1 yard line.
Oh, not even the 1 yard line. That is the length of the football. There is just no distance between. There's almost no gap between the football and the end zone. And with that, Coach Kelly decides that he wants to call timeout and make sure he gets things organized. We were talking to some of the other coaches before the game, and I've known Dave Kelly for a million years, and I had said to Coach Kelly when we saw him earlier in the season, I said, when are you going to give up? And he says, when they carry me out of here. I said to his son Warren today, when's Dad going to give up? He says, when they carry him out of here, literally. So he is enjoying every moment of coaching. And what did he say, his 47th year? Is that what he told us before the game? Coach Dave Kelly, as we said, the dean of coaches, coaching for his 47th season. for the Delhi Bulldogs. We have a couple of players who are assistants for the team, and they're dressed in bright red sweatshirts. Earlier in the half, you heard Billy mention that the mascot for the Delhi Bulldogs, who is appropriate enough, in a Bulldog costume, is out playing football with a couple of these guys who are in the red sweatshirt. Now we're ready to go again. Ben Dennison and company.
Fourth and goal. They go to Ingram, and there's a huge pileup in Harpersville. Just might have stopped them.
Yeah, I think they did that time, as they probably, I haven't seen any sort of signal yet, but to be honest about it, the Harpersville Hornets aren't out of danger yet, because when you're that close to your end zone, disaster can strike very, very quickly on any loose ball. So here we're going to have the Harpersville Hornets taking over first and 10 from about the one-yard line, as there was a very minor loss that time by the Delhi Bulldogs. We mentioned before, it's homecoming weekend here at Delhi.
Kimmel is in the backfield. Mason Dean in motion. They're going to try to throw, and that pass is going to be caught by John Edwards, number 26 for the Harpersville Hornets.
Yeah, Edwards that time, or John Andrews, let's get the right, give his name right. Andrews is a 6'3", 192-pound junior. He caught that ball and brought it back close to his body, and then literally held the ball against his body, not securely, just held it against his body, and it goes for a good pickup out to about the 32.
31-yard reception for the junior. Now it's Mason Dean on the ground. He runs along the nearest sidelines. He's down at his own 40-yard line. That's a gain of 6 or 7. So over a 30-yard pass followed up by a 6-yard run. And just like that, the Hornets do not have to worry about their own end zone anymore.
No, I guess that is true. They don't have to worry about their own end zone anymore.
Under 5 minutes to go, third quarter, still a 20-8 Harpersville lead.
Coming up next week, we will have football games for you. We just don't know who they are until the Week 8 pairings are lined up.
Mason Dean gets it again, and this time he's taken down in the backfield, the loss of a yard. First guy there for the Bulldogs was number 30, Mike Newman.
So Mason Dean, who has been pretty much a reputable runner for the last two or three years, that time was not able to find a hole and get going. And the Delhi Bulldogs bring him down. But remember, it's still third and about 5, so don't spell doom for anybody yet.
Receiver out to the left. Kimmel in the backfield. They send Stephen Lee in motion. They fake the handoff to Kimmel and give it to Mason Dean. And Mason Dean across the 45-yard line, that's good for the first down.
Yeah, Mason Dean picks up about 7 on that one. Long 6 at least. He's up now close to 65 yards as the ball will be spotted down just inches high of the 45, about the length of the football high of the 45. And the Delhi Bulldog defense has to really buckle down now.
Two receivers for Devin Dean. Kimmel in the backfield. It's a quick throw to John Andrews, and John Andrews with a 9-yard reception across midfield to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, it was interesting. They split Taylor Niles way out to the left side that time. Devin Dean popped up right away, threw it to the right side. He had Andrews there. Andrews will get across midfield, and it will be second and about 1. The ball spotted down near the 45-yard line.
Devin Dean hurrying to the line of hurrying to the huddle, and now the team hurries up to the line of scrimmage. Second and 1 for the Hornets. Lee goes in motion, but they give it to Mason Dean running right, and Mason Dean has a first down and more. He's inside the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Mason Dean, and the Harpersville Hornets have a 26-8 lead with 2:38 to play in the third quarter.
Yeah, that one was, we've seen that play, that exact same play time again, where they'll send Lee in motion and they'll get him running right to left, and then all of a sudden it's Mason coming in the other direction, and that's where the handoff will go. That score coming at 2:38 of the third period.
So the 45-yard touchdown run from Mason Dean caps off a 99-yard drive for the Hornets. And now they will attempt a two-point conversion. Devin Dean hands it off to Andrew Kimmel, and Kimmel is in the end zone, so the two-point conversion is good for the Hornets, and they have a 28-8 lead with 2:38 on the clock.
Yeah, you weren't really terribly surprised about that one, as they're going to give Dean a rest sooner or later. This time they decided to go to Kimmel and let him get his hands on the football. Mason Dean in this ballgame has already picked up several points, a couple of touchdowns, a PAT run, as he just continues to look good in scoring game after game after game. So the Harpersville Hornets will kick the ball away. It's going to be kicked away by number 60. That is going to be Brendan Van Etten, who will be kicking right from the 40. And we'll see where we go from there.
Low line drive kick from Van Etten, and that one was bobbled and then picked up by number 42, Brian Ingram. And Ingram is out to his own 40-41 yard line.
Don't tell me we have another man down. Another Harpersville Hornet shaking up back at the 30-yard line, Billy. So far, it has not been, he's still just moving around and probably just winded. One of the coaches does come out to talk to him, but that is where we stand at the moment. Next week, we have on the schedule the Sydney at Newark Valley game. So we are for certain going to have a game for you on Saturday afternoon. Now, whether or not we will stay with that game or opt to go to one of the playoff games or Class D games will depend on what we see in Class D. But we expect that we will probably have two football games coming up for you next weekend, one of them on Friday night and one of them on Saturday. I believe that was Brendan Van Etten who went down. He's all right. He comes up and walks off under his own power and heads to the far sidelines. And with that, both teams will come back onto the field and get ready to go. 2.5 minutes remaining in the third period here at Delhi today. 28-8 is our score. And with that, Ben Dennison takes his team into the huddle.
Let's see if the senior can muster up a comeback as we have 2.5 to play in the third. Dennison is in shotgun. He has four receivers to choose from. And now he's out of the pocket, scrambling to his right, and he is taken down at his own 40-yard line.
Yeah, coming over very quickly was going to be John Andrews. And how many times have we seen Andrews do good things today? He came over that time and just collared Dennison. So not only has he been valuable as a receiver, he's also been a key defensive player today. 2:22 showing on the clock. I'll tell you, this is one of those facilities where we mentioned before we have the hillside. A number of fans sitting on their lawn chairs or their blankets out on the hill. A lot of fans in the stands below us.
Second and 10. Dennison is in shotgun again. Looks to his right. Passes complete to Austin Gullo. And a good tackle by Stephen Lee.
Well, Gullo that time just turned and looked over his right shoulder, and the pass from Dennison was right on the mark. Gain of 5.
And it will be 3rd and 5 for the Bulldogs from their own 45-yard line under 2 minutes to play in the third.
We talked about a lot of other things. Did you ever run with Dennis, Mike?
I have.
Have you? Here we go. On the play.
Dennison is in shotgun. He has Simons, the receiver, to his left. And he's looking to throw to Simons. And Simons makes the catch. Hopperzil is saying the ball hit the ground. But they will spot the ball at the Hornets 45-yard line. First down for Delhi.
Yes. The official on the far side was calling in saying that was good all the way. The official nearest the ball had the defensive man, the Harpersville man, in the way, and he couldn't see. And we see this all the time in baseball, but we saw that communication, and they rule it a completion, and we'll move across midfield to the 45.
Simon still stays on the field. He's set up to the left. And Simon Steve down the left sidelines. Oh, pass is incomplete. He had a stutter step move on Devin Dean, and Dean fell for it. And Simons was inside the 20-yard line. He was near the 15, but the ball was off his hands, and he fell out of bounds incomplete.
I had asked about the tennis because I had the opportunity a few years ago to go to Forest Hills to watch the major tennis tournament. And, you know, it's funny because I played tennis and enjoyed tennis. I'd never even considered seeing it. It was great fun. It was like you talking about Saratoga. It was that cool an experience. Here we go. Back to football action.
Four receivers for Dennison. Tellian in the backfield. Throw over the middle intended for Austin Gullo is incomplete. Dennison just threw a bit out of his reach. He dove for it, but still couldn't get his hands on the ball.
Yeah, that time Dennison was just trying to hurry it up a little bit, and Gullo just not able to get back to it. That was definitely a pattern play. You knew right where he was going to throw it. He just couldn't get back to that spot. So now Dennison coming back into the huddle after consulting with the coaches on the near sidelines, and it's going to be another one of those situations where you see two men split out. Simons is over there. So is Noah DeDominicus.
Third down and 10. Dennison rolling to his right. He has the pressure, and now he throws it, and that is picked off by guess who? Taylor Niles, his second INT of the game today.
Yeah, and not only that, but there was a case where the intended receiver was Noah DeDominicus, and the ball was actually a little bit underthrown. And as a result, Harpersville intercepted it. Noah quickly reversed direction, and he was the man that brought down the man who intercepted the football.
1:01 on the clock in the third quarter. 28-8 lead for the Hornets, and they take over first and 10 from their own 40. Stephen Lee in motion as usual. They give it to Mason Dean, and Mason Dean has a good running room. He's out to his own 46-yard line.
Yeah, Mason's going to pick up five, maybe even six when they finally put that ball down. He is across the 45 to the 46, so they will say a pickup of about 6 yards on that play.
Devin Dean, the sophomore quarterback, jogging into the huddle now, and with under 30 seconds to go, this might be the final play of the quarter.
I never thought I would see the day when you would say Lee in motion, as usual. Well, here he goes again.
Devin Dean drops back to pass. Play action. He has a wide open receiver. That is John Andrews. Yeah. He makes the catch at the 30, and he is gone. John Andrews makes the touchdown reception, and with 13 seconds on the clock, it is now a 34-8. Hornets lead.
Yeah, that was a 54-yard pass, and it went in there from Devin Dean downfield very easily to, who do we say, Austin or Andrews, right?
The Hornets getting set to go for the two-point conversion. Devin Dean makes his way under center. Niles, the receiver, out to the right. Kimmel in the backfield. And they give the ball to Kimmel running right, and Kimmel is in there. So the two-point conversion goes well for the Hornets, and they have a 36-8 lead late in this third quarter.
Yeah, that's the way that it will go once in a while, 36-8. That is one of those situations where you say that maybe the home team is being a little bit too much of a gracious host, especially here on homecoming weekend. The Bulldogs in this half of the ball game have been running to our left, I guess long since lose direction as to where they are going. But regardless, they're running right toward a big sign at the end of this football field that says, "Let's go Bulldogs," and that sign is etched into the chain link fence here. So they're lined up getting ready to go again. It will be the Harpersville Hornets kicking off for yet another time in this football game.
Brendan Van Etten, as usual, will take this kick for Harpersville. Three men back deep for the Bulldogs. High kick, and it goes back in the hands of Brandon Simons from his own 10-yard line. Simons crossing to 20, 25, still up across the 35, and he's down at his own 40. So a nice return for Brandon Simons, and the Bulldogs will take over with 5 seconds to spare.
Equally important in that was the play of Noah DeDominicus. Noah was playing in the center of the three men back there at about the 5 or 10-yard line, and he immediately, as soon as the ball was taken down by Austin, or by Simons, excuse me, immediately he goes over and becomes the blocker who cleared the path for him to get upfield.
First and 10, Delhi from their own 40. Dennison with Ingram in the backfield. They pitch it back to Tellian, and Tellian, the junior, picks up 5 or 6 as he spins his way to the 45-yard line, and with that, the third quarter comes to an end. It was all Harpersville in that 12 minutes. We have 12 minutes to go. It is the Harpersville Hornets 36 and the Delhi Bulldogs 8. This is Saturday Afternoon Football on the Tri-County Harpy, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from our in-store sleep centers. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Fourth quarter underway, and to bring in the action, here is Harry Graves.
No major surprises. The Bulldogs will take over here again as we are off and running. Fourth and final 12 minutes of this ball game. So it is going to be Mr. Ben Dennison. Going to keep the ball on the ground, goes to Brian Ingram, and Ingram manages to get across midfield as he will finally manage to get down to about the 49-yard line. And we'll see if any of the scores are beginning to transmit over the wire. Remember, we said that Walton was ahead considerably, 38-0 at the half. Man goes in motion as they'll go in there to Ryan Tellian. Tellian reverses his motion and now picks up the first down as he's not run out of bounds until he gets to the 32.
Yeah, Tellian wanted to run left on that play and noticed nothing was there, so he just cut back across to his right and made something out of nothing.
Well, we said before that if the North Valley Cardinals pulled off a miracle today, it could be a very interesting Division 5. They're not. Chenango Forks leading 45-3 in the fourth quarter. It is also Main Endwell fourth quarter score, 57-0 over Susquehanna Valley. Johnson City is handing it to Oneonta, 52-14. Green over Whitney Point in the fourth quarter, 22-6. That long pass intended downfield for number 22. That is going to be Simons. He can't catch up to it. And with that, it will be second and 10, and the ball still at the 32. Other fourth quarter scores, we have Elmira over Ithaca. That was a shutout, 40-0. And we'll see if we can get this last score one more time. But I do not have an update. It is still the same halftime score, 38-0, Walton over Deposit. As we said, Union Springs and Seton Catholic Central going to be under the lights tonight down at Binghamton Stadium. Number 11, that's Ben Dennison. Dennison tries the right side, gets a little bit of running room, and will be very close to first down territory as he settles in at the 25.
Yeah, he not only faked it once, but twice on the option. He almost came to a complete stop, and that just—it's amazing to me whenever an offensive player just comes to a complete standstill, how much it freezes the defense. And Dennison did exactly that after he faked twice to pitch it off to a running back in the backfield, and that allowed him to get close to a first down. And now the refs, I think, want the chains.
I gotta have a little hard chat with you. On a day like today, never say freezes the action. That's a cold. Did you ever listen to any of the old reruns of Johnny Carson show?
I did not know.
You never have? Well, Johnny Carson, he was a truly funny man. And he used to have, I don't know, I think her name was Aunt Flabby or something like this, which was a very, very, very senior citizen. And he used to play her. And his straight man, Ed McMahon, would always have written into the script certain things like, you know, talk about old or talking about death, and he keeps saying, never say old to an old person. Never say death to an old person. Never say cold to a freezing radio announcer. 10:31 showing on the clock. The Bulldogs complete their strategy session, and here we go. The ball will be capped on the ground. It's third, and we'll call it a couple of feet. The ball is going to be carried forward, and whether or not they will make it will depend on how they decide to put the football down. And they decide to put the football down in favor of the Delhi Bulldogs. They'll pick up the yard. It will now be first and 10 from about the 22. That was one of those where we don't want to accuse anybody of the old flying wedge, but there was a lot of push and shove on that one. So defensively, the Harpersville Hornets now try to dig in at the 20. First and 10. It goes back to Dennison. He wants to throw it. It's going to be picked off. Stephen Lee gathers it in at the 12, and he is going to have lots of running room. Now he goes cross field, and he will go to the end zone as he is in, and he throws the ball away, but not until after he gets in again. And once again, we have seen it time and time again. Stephen Lee came upfield. A key block was thrown. Who throws that block? John Andrews. We have seen him offensively and defensively today. That time, he clears a path for Stephen Lee. So 9:35, we'll be honest about it. Fourth period of play, 42-8 is the score. We leave it to Mr. Billy to go ahead and write things down. I can keep my hands in my pockets for a change. And we are going to have a throw by Devin Dean to Mason Dean, and with that, two more points put on the scoreboard. 44-8 is our score. Just a dandy of a series of plays. The Harpersville Hornets, we mentioned before, had managed to amass a rather good record. I want to flip through very quickly and see if I can, if I've already put away my chart with the division on it. Maybe it's under the back. Yep, no. Anyway, I wanted to see the opponents that they have played this year, and they have just done such a great job. Okay, here we go. They have, in the last few weeks, they defeated Walton. They have gotten, listen to these scores. After a opening game loss to Spencer Van Atten, they have won 50-0, 41-0, 41-0, 23-19, 20-14. And here, they lead 44-8. So the year of the Harpersville Hornets has arrived. Well, now their conference is over, and the people spread out. The ball will be kicked away momentarily by Brendan Van Atten. He gets it down to the 20. It takes one bounce. It's going to be picked up on the far side by number 88. That's Ted DeDominicus, and he will not get a whole lot of running room. I thought it was picked up by Ted. He may have been blocking for his younger brother on that one. It may have been Noah who had that one. Anyway, 9:29 showing on the clock. The Bulldogs run it back out to about the 30-yard line. They will have it there, first and 10. You thought I was kidding last night when I talked about those early November games down in the foothills of the Catskills down in Hancock. Mm-hmm. And this isn't even a night game. Split out to the near side. It is going to be Brandon Simons. He will not be the target as Ben Dennison is going to tuck it under his own arm and run. He will get upfield a little bit, but then he is going to be brought down by Andrew Kimmel, and he will lose about 5 yards on that play, as Dennison was not able to elude the Harpersville defense.
Yeah, Dennison is over near the sidelines getting the play from his head coach, Dave Kelly, and he's shrugging his shoulders as if, what more do I have to do to just try to get some positive yardage? The Harpersville defense has been all over him today, and, you know, it's interesting because Dennison scored the game's first points all the way back in the first quarter. Harpersville has scored 44 unanswered points, Harry.
So here we go, splitting out to the far side, Brendan Simons. Long count by Dennison in the shotgun. He hands it off immediately in there to Brian Ingram. Ingram will not have any running room at all. Once again, it is going to be Andrew Kimmel leading the charge defensively. And with that, it will be down at the 22.5-yard line and bring up a third, and we'll call it above 15. Could be 16, could be 15.5. Who's counting? Dennison again in the shotgun as it go over his head and falling on the ball immediately that time. I want to say that is Scott Gregory, 6'1", 248 pounds. And let's see.
And then Dennison came over. I think he originally had it, Harry, but then I think Dennison put the ball away from him, and the official signaling fourth down for Dallas. So Dennison, even though he didn't get the fumble initially, he was able to rip the ball away from the Harpersville player, and it's a long fourth down for the Bulldogs.
I'll tell you, Dennison at 195 pounds had a couple of much larger guys. Scott Gregory, 248. I saw Tyler Gates in there, 220. He was lucky to get that ball back. Here we go. The ball will be back to Dennison. He'll kick it. It's going to be snared away and grabbed finally. Loose ball on the field. It was grabbed down by Devin Dean. He was tackled and coughed up the football. And it was finally fallen on upfield and brought down at the 32-yard line. We'll see what that flag was. It was at the point of the football, and they're going to say it's a a face mask violation. It was where Devin Dean had grabbed that football is where that flag was thrown. It was nowhere near the backfield or any other location. You knew right where that foul was. It's going to be Harpersville ball, and they're going to march off the penalty from the spot of the penalty, which was about the 22. That means they'll move it down inside the 15 to about the 14. And in Harpersville, going to call a timeout with 6 minutes and 28 seconds showing on the clock. Calling a timeout this late in the ballgame, you wonder why, what they are plotting against up there. In any event, we have football for you on our usual Saturday afternoon. It gives us an opportunity to give you one more plug for Halloween things that are going on this weekend. We get the Oneonta Zombie Walk going up a little bit later on this afternoon in Oneonta. That was a 5 o'clocker, if I remember right. And then going on in Norwich tonight, you have the closing moments of Pumpkin Fest. All kinds of activities will be going on over there, as you will see. They set up scaffolding. This is an amazing thing if you haven't seen it. You literally have a wall of jack-o'-lanterns, and it goes usually in about, we'll say, 4 blocks. It's right in the center of town, but it's along one street, up another street, down the other side of that street. Keeps going. Music, activity, good things. And what are we going to have, another timeout call? So Harpersville came out of their huddle, went up to the line, turned around and called another timeout.
Yeah, I don't know if they're changing any personnel at this late in the game or just trying to get on the same page or what have you, but that was a quick timeout as they just had a quick huddle. Now they're back to the line of scrimmage.
Dustin Doherty coming in defensively for Dalha. One man goes forward. That was a big boo-boo. As going forward that time was, I believe that was Brad Bender. He was going to go forward at about the same time that Dean went in motion, and they said, you can't do it that way. So all of a sudden, we have an illegal procedure, and 5 yards marched off against the Hornets. This time, they'll split a man way off to the near side, and the ball will be kept on the ground. And let's see, we will have no appreciable gain in there. It looks like Dylan Lindsay is in doing the quarterbacking now for the Harpersville Hornets. He loses a few yards. That will bring it back 2nd and 15. The ball resting right on the 20-yard line. We have reserves coming in for both teams. Nick Newman coming out, Brad Davis going in for Dalhai. Now we see it's Devin Dean back in there at quarterback for the Hornets. The pitch goes off to Stephen Lee. Lee trying to elude all of his defenders, gets away from one man, continues his progress toward the right, but can't cut upfield. He'll get a little past the line of scrimmage, so he gains back a couple of the lost yards. But it will still be 3rd, and we'll call it 13.
And Harpersville taking as much time as they can off the clock in between snaps here. There's no reason for them up by this much to hurry up offensively and try to get a playoff, and they're facing a long 3rd down, and even though it's a passing situation, I wouldn't be surprised to see a run.
5:11 showing on the clock. Peter Mutz splits way out to the near side, but he will not figure in the play as the Harpersville Hornets keep it on the ground. They will get back to the line of scrimmage, reduce the lost yardage by another yard or two, but it's going to bring up a 4th down and still about 12. At this stage of the ball game, there's not much sense in doing anything but go for it when you're inside the 20. The ball is at the 16-yard line. Devin Dean counting. Do I have the right number of players out there? I do. Kicking situation. The ball is snapped back to Mason Dean and kicked up but off to the left. So the field goal attempt was kicked up, I believe, by Brendan Van Etten, number 60, but he was wide to the left. And as a result, with 4 minutes and 4 seconds remaining in this ball game, the Delhi Bulldogs go back on offense. Surprisingly, not that many people seem to have left this park today. As we said, we had beautiful sunshine at game time at about 1:30. Since then, it has clouded up and cooled off just a little bit. Coach Kelly on the sideline talking in there with Ben Dennison. Now sends his quarterback back into the game with a pat on the back of the helmet. Dennison, senior, 5'10", 195 pounds. Going to scramble with it himself. Comes off to the right side. Gets up to the 30. Puts his head down. Blows across to the 32. First down, Bulldogs.
Yeah, Dennison is certainly not going to give up being a senior, the quarterback, on homecoming day. He's going to play to the very end here. He was frustrated, I think, with himself that he didn't get more yardage on that carry.
3:20, the clock running as we go toward the end of this ball game. Noah DeDominicus split out to the right side. And with that, the ball will be kept on the ground. It is going to be Ryan Tellian who carries. Tellian gets across the 35, picks up only a couple of yards before being stopped by the Harpersville Hornets. Stephen Lee now going out of the ball game for the Hornets. He is greeted by the coaches on the far sidelines. Number of reserve players getting a bit of game time in this contest. Dropping back, Dennison now decides to tuck it himself, reverses his field, and all of a sudden, after it looked like he was going to be thrown for a considerable loss, finds a hole, explodes to it, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and is thankful not to be dropped in his own backfield.
Dennison has just had to work so hard for every single yard today that he's rushed for, and Harpersville defensively has just been able to get past the line of scrimmage of the Bulldogs and get to him and force him to hurry out of the pocket today. Whether he's been throwing or running, it seems like Dennison has had to work for everything today.
Ben comes over to talk to Coach Kelly. A bit winded, he just puts his hands down on his knees and listens to the instructions. Now goes back to the huddle, takes the ball, he's going to pass. He'll have Noah DeDominicus at the 50, and Noah will go to the end zone. So the scrappy junior finds a hole, goes in, that one 64 yards. A beautiful pass play from Dennison to Noah DeDominicus. That score coming with 1 minute 20 seconds remaining in this game. 44-14 is the score. Boy, I'll tell you, Noah that time had a key block in there, and I want to say that was from Simons, who threw that block and let him have nothing but clear sailing from there to the end zone, and he still had a whole lot of yardage to go at that point. So 1:20, now a re-energized Dennison, going to tuck it under his own wing, goes across the goal line, extends his right arm way out holding that football, and say yes. And with that, 44-16 is our score. So So, Mr. Billy, you find yourself now looking down at the special team, the kick return team, and with that, we have Austin Bedian in those bright pink sneakers coming back onto the field. Terrible that this poor guy, by me, will be remembered for his pink sneakers. But that is what it is. So, coming up next weekend, we do not at this point know our Friday evening game. We will have football if any of the teams play on Friday night. We'll have a Friday night game, and at minimum, we will have a game on Saturday afternoon. Tentatively right now, it's Sydney and Newark Valley. That may or may not stand, depending on what other options are available. Newark Valley was being kicked by Shenango Forks the last time we checked, and that was a fourth quarter score. 1:20 showing on the clock here as both of these teams now winding things down. Ben Dennison tees up the football at the 40 and will kick it away. And now he's just going to dribble it off the top of the tee. You know, they can say an onside's kick, and you hear all of the stories about 10 yards, 10 inches on that one, maybe. That one certainly wasn't a 10-yarder at all. Regardless, we are here and ready to go. Final 1 minute and 20 seconds. Well, the finals are beginning to come in. Shenango Forks over Newark Valley, 45-3. Johnson City over Oneonta, 52-21. And we have a final score in now from the Elmira Ithaca game. That one is now 47-8, won by Elmira. 1 minute 20 seconds left here in Delhi, where the score is 44-16, Harpersville over Delhi. That is about all of the final scores that are in. I don't even have any other partial scores at this time. So finally, Dennison is going to kick it, and this time they say it's legal. He will get through to the 50-yard line. The ball is going to be taken down in there by Michael McMillan. McMillan touches the football and is hit immediately by Ben Dennison.
Yeah, Dennison kicked it right up the middle, right at him, and then went in and tackled him pretty hard, trying to force the fumble, but he couldn't do it that time. And now that Harpersville has the ball with 1:20 to go, that should just about wrap things up today.
Yeah, a very disappointed Ben Dennison comes, takes his helmet off, picks up his cup of refreshment, and tries to rehydrate. The ball will be kept on the ground as it's going to be, was it Niles carrying it that time? No, number 19. That's Logan Pavia, who manages to get through to gain, let's see, get back to about the 47-yard line. 41 seconds showing on the clock. You've got to get your, yeah, let's see, do I agree with you today? We'll talk about that. It's going to be a ball that will be snapped and then taken the knee. Now we're going to have one of the officials go to the far sidelines and talk to the coaches. I guess they're just going to simply shake hands with the coaches and let the final seconds click off the clock. Oh, there's the way it goes once in a while, folks. We will be back with a final recap coming up in just a few more minutes. You're listening to your station for sports here in the good old Tri-Town area. We're WCDO.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet Stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress. From our in-store sleep centers, nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Double-digit pay rises are history. Now, money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Rose Smith would like to offer you a free discount check. She'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Rose Smith in Sydney today. Because being there to help keep more of your money in your pocket is why she's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call 563-3533.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490. WCDO.
Gary Grizz along with Billy Blake back here at all of a sudden I'm watching all of the activity that's going on around me and making sure that nobody unplugs me. Gary, don't you dare do that. Okay. In any event, Billy, we have ourselves our closing comments here, so go ahead and wrap us up, and we'll see where we're going, and hope we have everything still on.
Yeah, well, it was a close game in the first half, but Harpersville just pulled away in the last 24 minutes. First quarter, 5:48, Ben Dennison had a one-yard run. That put Delhi on the board first. They let 8-0, because they did get the two-point conversion as well. And then Stephen Lee came alive for the Hornets in the second quarter. He had a 12-yard run as well as a 25-yard run. And then Mason Dean had a one-yard run with 3 minutes to go in the half. A big lead, 20-8 for the Hornets at halftime. And then Mason Dean had a 45-yard touchdown run with 2:38 to go in the third quarter. That made it 28-8. And then we had a passing touchdown for John Andrews, a 55-yard reception from the quarterback, Devin Dean. And then Stephen Lee had an 85-yard interception return midway through the fourth quarter. And the final scoring in today's game came from the Bulldogs with 1:20 to go, a 64-yard pass from Ben Dennison to Noah DeDominicus.
Yeah, they will happen like that when the games begin to go. Would you just reach over there and flick up that light switch, and then I make sure that we've at least got lights here once they finally turn, close up all of the gates around us. One of the things that we have, and we have to make mention of it, because we have very, very, very helpful, hospitable people that everybody wants to get out of here, so they start closing up facilities, and you never know when things are going to get unplugged or shut off. Our post-game show is being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and always putting the customers first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC. Well, an offensive player has to be named, and we have seen so many good offensive plays today. Billy, what do you think?
Yeah, we did see a lot of great runs, great passing plays, but in the end, I'm going to give it to John Andrews, who had the reception for the Harpersville Hornets in the second half today. He is the offensive player of this afternoon's game.
Our post-game show also sponsored by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet store, 4 locations now to serve you even better, in Unadilla, in Oneonta, up in North Norwich, and now here in Delaware County, in Margaretville, the dynamic defensive winner.
Taylor Niles of the Hornets, he came up big for them today with 2 interceptions, both of which resulted in Harpersville points offensively. So Taylor Niles, today's defensive player of the game.
And finally, the All-Purpose Award being awarded by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Thank you to Rose Smith for making this All-Purpose Award possible every single week. You make sure that you talk to her. Call her, Sydney, 563-3533. Billy, All-Purpose.
Yeah, this one was pretty easy for me. Stephen Lee, All-Purpose. Not only did he have an 85-yard interception return, he also had two touchdowns offensively. The little guy with a big heart, Stephen Lee, gets it done. He's the All-Purpose player today for the Harpersville Hornets.
Well, across the way, we see that the interviews are going on, and it's the Harpersville Hornets. That looks to me like maybe Mason Dean out there who's being interviewed. There's a 2 in it. I at least see that, but he's so far away I couldn't tell. So I think that is number 2-0. Final score again, 44-16. That was our final score. Remember, next week we will have more football for you. We'll have to tell you on Monday morning who that is likely to be. It'll all depend on the playoff pairings as they come up. I am Harry Graves.
And I'm Billy Blake.
And we will see you next week. Make sure you take in a game if you can, because it's always best if you're in the stands. In the meantime, thank you ever so much for lending us your ears. And stay tuned for more continuous favorites right here on FM 101 and AM 1490. From Delaware Academy and Central School, good afternoon, everybody.